8 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. Today is the 11th of Safar 1444. Hussein, it's a beautiful morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Safar 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa today we focus on Surah 22, Chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verses 42, 43, and 44. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the noble Quran on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, via the agency of the Archangel Gabriel Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And we find that sometimes Almighty Allah Jalla Wala occasionally would reveal verses ala sabili tasalli to pacify and console Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that don't think that these mushrikeen and idolaters and idol worshippers are rejecting you, the message and the messenger. It happened to all the prophets of the past as well. Hence Almighty Allah teaches us Chapter 22, verses 42, 43, 44. And when they reject you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O peace be upon you Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then remember, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَتْ. So indeed people and nations that came قَبْلَهُمْ, before them, before the Meccans, before the Quraysh, and these idolaters in your time, قَوْمُ نُوحٍ, the people of Noah, they also rejected him, and then they were decimated, annihilated with the floods. وَعَادُوا وَثَمُودُ وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. So we see that these people here, how Almighty Allah punished them. For you Muslim and non-Muslim, Saudi Arabia is opening up now. It's no more like before. So if you are going for Umrah and so forth, then try and go there to Madinah Salih. So you, if you're flying, maybe you can ask your agent if you can get a flight to Ula. Otherwise, go from Medina to Khaybar and Khaybar to Madinah Salih. You will see the remnants and the relics. And don't go there for entertainment and fun. Go there to take heed and take lesson how a nation who would carve out their homes right inside the mountains, which people till today cannot do, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا, and Almighty Allah left their remnants and relics there. Alhamdulillah, we've been there. وَقَوْمُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَقَوْمُ لُوتُ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is the uncle. Lut alayhi salatu salam is the nephew. Khalilullah, Abraham's son, brother's son. So there, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in Palestine, today occupied Palestine in Canaan on one side. On the other side, Lut alayhi salam in Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's why they call it sodomy, a lesson for all the countries and democracies which promote LGBT, وقوم لوط. So how Almighty Allah decimated them until today the land and the sand, the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes in occupied Palestine. We don't recognize Israel. It's a harami, terrorist regime, an apartheid regime. Therefore, we use the term occupied Palestine. So remember there, the Bahrul Mayyit is there, and that is the Dead Sea. Wa ashabu Madian, and the companions of Madian, and then for them, Thamud. So all these tribes here, how Almighty Allah punished them and nations. Wa kudhiba Musa, how Nabi Musa alayhi salam was rejected. For amlaytu lil kafirin, we gave them respite. And we gave the Pharaoh and his 10-pot dictators and cronies and comrades, his army and police respite. Thumma akhadhtuhum, thereafter I seized them. Thereafter I punished them. Thereafter I drowned them. And not one of them left to tell the tale. Whole lot were drowned, and the people could not believe it. So Almighty Allah preserved the body of the Pharaoh. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. Go to Cairo, and you will go to the Pharaonic Museum, and you will find all of them, all the 10-pot dictators mummified. We've been there with Allah's help. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. How is my punishment? So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us about He is solely in charge. He does whatever He wishes. Let's give you some real good news so you will understand the real politics. Number one, Canada. So they say there was one medcap there, Miles Anderson or whatever. He killed 10 people, remember, in Canada. And most probably he was a Christian. But no one says that the Christian religion are terrorists and so forth. So you see the double standards of the West. So they say that this guy, yeah, he was. Now he died. They arrested him and then after that he died. So my question is to the West and to all of you who are bootlicking the West, how come you don't hear that Christianity is promoting terrorism and Christians are terrorists and so forth? So that we go number one. Then we go to America. Do you know California? So California, you got Los Angeles, you got San Francisco, all that. Now for you, Craig and Barbara and whole happy lot, so remember that you Americanos and Yankees, so remember, you see South Africa, we are a third world country, we are a banana republic, so with us is no problem, we used to it now, load shedding, all that, so there you are facing now, in San Francisco, Los Angeles and all these places, very soon there will be blackouts there. That is what your media is telling the world. Americans, be ready for blackouts because the grid is now on the verge of failing. So that's America. And then you go, remember that United Nations, which is controlled by America, they crying, Putin is doing this, Putin is doing this. Putin, I made dua for you. Allah make you Muslim. Allah Ta'ala make you the Khalifa of the Muslims.
Ameen.
Because our Arab 10-pot dictators, haramis, murtad, shaitans, we can't rely on them. We can't rely on the Muslim rulers. Allah give him hidayat, inshallah, and then he will show them. So now what they are crying? They are crying three things. That Putin is buying arms and all that from North Korea. So if you America, you supply them, Israel, the rogue regime, with all the arms, so what are you complaining? So Russia can buy from wherever it wants to. What, you want to poke your nose in their business? One. Two, they say, no, you know what's happening in Ukraine? That the Ukrainians are being forced deportation. One thing I'll tell you about is Americans, they masters in words. When I was a young boy, you know, and I used to read about all these Americans and the apartheid regime of Foster, Farwood, Foster, and then the Clark and all the Botha. And so they used to say, no, we must engage with South Africa, the white minority regime, all that. Constructive engagement. So that is the word they used to use. It just sticks in my brain, all these things with Allah's help, you know, that how these whiteys, the white hegemony, they use these words to justify. Look at this now. I'm asking you, Jonah. Third question, so the Americans are saying there is forced deportation, that the Ukrainians have to accept the Kremlin rule and Putin's rule and so forth. So is there not forced deportation there in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel? I'm asking you. Qatar has to beg them, the Israelis. We are against all this World Cup and all that. Remember, from Islamic perspective, it's not permissible. But be that as it may, Qatar has to virtually beg Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, allow the Palestinians to come to the World Cup. Imagine, they can't fly. The Palestinians cannot fly from David Ben-Gurion Airport. I flew from there. I landed there and I flew from there also. But a Palestinian is not allowed. You see, this are the haramis, you are Israel. And the whole world saw your colors. You murdered, premeditated murder, Shirin Abu Akila. And then you come and tell the world, yes, probably it was the IDF. But nay, it was not done intentionally. It was done by accident. Go tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. You are a disgraced nation. Allah will always disgrace you till day of justice. Allah will always punish you till the day of justice. There's nothing chosen about you. You are a cursed nation. Chapter 7, verse 167. We need to be clear on all these issues. And any Muslim does not believe in this is not a Muslim. It's out of the fold of Islam, because this is clearly, explicitly enshrined in the noble Quran. How can we forget our beloved South Africa? So now there are allegations that this party is paying that party, and now then vote of no confidence. Vote of no confidence in the speaker. Vote of no confidence, you must remember, in the mayor. So now our South African clowns and South African politicians, they're real actors, man. I'm telling you, you must just read about South African politics. So remember this, so we don't know who's running the country, this faction or that faction or which section. We also getting confused now. So may Almighty Allah protect us all in South Africa and the whole world. Remember, our message is a message of justice and is a message of peace. And let me take you to India. You see, you Hindus, a very big disappointment. That Diwali this year in Delhi, your capital, no firecrackers, no fireworks, nothing. Delhi is considered as one of the most polluted cities in the world. And Rishi and Priti Patel, Rishi, so they thinking of going now after the humiliating defeat there in the UK, from UK to UP, Uttar Pradesh. He visited all these places. Don't worry, we know them well. Delhi, I visited 5-6 times. So anyway, my brother, maybe I told you, Rishi, you need a break. So Diwali time, go there to Delhi, no fireworks. Priti Patel, go to UP, from UK, go to UP. They'll welcome you there. So may Almighty Allah keep us on the right track and speak the truth without fear and favor. 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, inshallah. And that will be with Maulana Zahid. And 11 to 12, we have an interesting program, inshallah. And that is conflict resolution regarding marriages. Every marriage will have some up and downs. How do you solve the problems and so forth? And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the noble Quran, inshallah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salutation, Surah Kahf and Surah Dukhan.
Let's start with Brother Bobby Ustad. I think I showed you that video about that our Muslim sister was being hijacked in daylight. So Bobby says, morning to you and to the team. Did you see how one of your sisters was hijacked in daylight and nobody could help her? Wake up, oh South Africans. Bobby Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I told you, my brother Bob, the people want to rob. Remember that anybody, whether you Muslim, whether you Jew, whether you Christian, whether you Hindu, whether atheist, wherever they get a chance, they just say, tata, tata zonke, just take everything. So, but where's our politicians? Where's our law enforcement? Where is our judiciary? So whole lot are failing us. The only thing they know is we must keep on paying more and more taxes, and they deliver less and less and less. So that is our new South Africa. A disaster it is, remember that. But what can you expect? Democracy means that, you must remember, the masses are asses, and that's how they fool them. Allah alone have mercy on us. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And anybody, we had a fantastic response, mashallah, on yesterday's breaking news. So anybody wants the breaking news, just send a message to Mona Arafat, 084-786-3132 of yesterday, or send me a message WhatsApp. Don't know long, long stories. You know my story. Kiss, keep it short, sweet. So remember that, and just write breaking news, and we will send it to the whole world. So mashallah. So that was yesterday's breaking news. 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. So inshallah, we will forward it to you.
I've got here Vishnu and Prigasan Ustad. They're saying that, do you know, AK, from the time of Mahatma Gandhi, the Hindus and the Muslims did not see eye to eye. Ustad, Vishnu and Prigasan.
Vishnu and Prigasan, very good. You guys are awake. I really appreciate it. Muslims supposed to wake up. Half of them don't wake up for prayer also. And non-Muslims are waking up to listen to the program. So highly appreciated, my brothers Vishnu and Prigasan. You see, Gandhi, he came to South Africa, all that, you know all the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the question you must ask is, you brothers have to ask, that who assassinated Gandhi? Who assassinated? It was not a Muslim. It was a Hindu. So go do your homework and see that what it was. This whole partition, remember, was a disaster for both countries. Millions of people died, both sides, the Hindus, the Muslims, and so forth. What they should have done, I mean, now it's water under the bridge. At that time there was a very easy way of solving the problem. You take every province of Greater India at that time. There was no Pakistan, there was no Bangladesh, nothing. Majority Muslims, so you make a Muslim governor, Muslim premier, mayor, whatever. Majority Hindus, so you make that Hindu person the mayor and all these things here. Anyway, you must remember that you brothers, you should know that there are 700 years rule of Muslim in India, of Islam Muslims there. Second one is this, with the Congress and all of them, things were not so bad, it was okay. But from 2014 onwards, when this terrorist came, remember, there's the BJP, what their agenda of apartheid occupation is, apartheid is terrorism. In Kashmir, what is happening? In Bihar, what is happening? In Assam, what is happening? So they can go and demolish any mosque they want to. They can go and demolish any madrasa, Islamic school, seminary, all these things here. So what democracy do you call that? We call that an apartheid terrorist regime. So that is the crux of the problem, you two brothers. So when you analyze, see, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. But I tell you straight that the Muslim Arab rulers, and I can take their names, they're not Muslim. You must remember that they belong to the non-Muslim group because they're... So learn to speak the truth, even though if it is very bitter. That is what Islam teaches us.
Somebody says that Mufti Saab, if a person says that tomorrow at 11 a.m. I will divorce you, then does it count that the marriage is finished now, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember, if he said that tomorrow 11 o'clock I'll divorce you, so remember that it's called the talaqul muallaq, and a suspended divorce, then the divorce will take place. You must remember, you are sane, you are mature, you wrote it down, you made the statement. Therefore, Quran warns us yesterday in our bliss of marriage, is only Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, and what great response with Allah's help we got. A person was on the verge of divorcing his wife. His name also Abdul Qadir, his wife's name Khadija, and they got the daughter Habiba, 9 years old. We spoke to them and told them, that's not what you do as a Muslim. Inshallah, yesterday everything was fine, but we hope and pray to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protects every Muslim couple and every couple in the world,
Ameen.
Muslim or non-Muslim, who are married. See, let me show you. These Westerners, this white hegemony, you must remember that they make you idiots and fools. Go see yesterday, me, I don't even know these things. There's something to do with the children, right? They call some pig business and what and what and what. So now they're showing the children those games and cartoons or whatever you want to call it, and they're promoting homosexuality with this pig and that one and this and that. They always says, I got my father, two fathers and two mothers and two this, but they belong to the same sex and same gender. And this is targeted at the children. Who does all these things here? Therefore, Hitler was right. I don't say on everything, but on many issues he was right. He said, these Jutlas, we need to teach them a lesson. They're promoting here in Germany homosexuality. They're promoting pornography. They are promoting that when the Germans take a loan from them, they have to pay exorbitant amount of interest. So why should I allow this? So therefore, on that point, so we got our new Hitler now. Yes, Putin, you put them in the right place. We're supporting you all the way, remember. Ukraine finished. Any one of you, Muslim, non-Muslim, is a very, very long article. Russia has won the war, and Russia has finished up the Western powers. Rothschilds and all of them are going to be finished now. You see, Putin is an old guy. I told Rishi, don't play with him. You're still an amateur in this field. Yeah, you're a novice. And now he knows where he is. Disgrace, humiliated. He was the big shot. Israel is not an apartheid regime and a state. And Russia must be banned from the G20 and so forth. Where you play with Russia? So you must remember, Russia from Russia would love, my brother. So you must remember this. Putin is giving the hell out of America, the whole Europe. If you know statistics, go country to country to country. Germany doesn't have hot water in some areas. What you talking? The most advanced country in Europe. And if you look at Spain, you look at Italy, you look at France, you look at each one of them. In 6 months' time, if this matter is not resolved, half of Europe, three-quarters of Europe will be bankrupt, and they won't have energy, they won't have gas, they won't have... So Putin is holding the Trump cards. What do you think Trump was doing all this time? He knew that I better keep good ties with Trump, but Biden is sleepy Joe. What he knows what's happening. So that's why we support him, remember that.
I like that to start, from Russia with love.
You know what is Russia with love? No. Next time, we'll speak about it.
Ustad, I've got a new listener. His name is Bruno, Bruno. He says, I hear your show, AK, but what is the reason the world fights with Muslims? Is there something we should know that Muslims are hiding?
Bruno, let me give you a boxing lesson. You know, when you study boxing, you know, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was a Muslim. He came to South Africa also. So you must go study boxing. There was one boxer. His name was Bruno. So now, Bruno, I'm posing the question to you. Which is the biggest war today? Russia, Putin, and them, and this side, the proxy war of America. And remember, it is you guys, right? You Ukrainians, you Europe, and you America and Israel. Where's the Muslim there, my brother? Bruno, you show me where's Islam and the Muslim there. In World War I, where's the Muslim there? In World War II, where's the Muslim there? When American, the biggest super terrorists in the world, I went to Japan, and they dropped the bomb there in Hiroshima and Nagasaki and all these places. Where's the Muslim there? My brother, don't become the herd mentality. I think you took a vaccine, my brother Bruno. So you think you're thinking just like the vaccine. So get out of that mentality. Don't let the media make you fools and idiots, remember that. Islam is the most peaceful religion. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have wine, dine and swine. We don't have. We are the most peaceful, but y'all want to hijack Islam, like how Paul came, and then Saul came as Jutla, he became Paul, and he hijacked the whole of Christianity. How the Zionists hijacked the whole of Judaism, how the whole BJP, Modi, and all these terrorists of theirs, they hijacked the whole Hindu religion. Hinduism is a peaceful religion. So remember, you have the hijackers. So you get people. So Bruno, you must answer this five questions. Currently, the war, Russia, America, Ukraine, all. Where's Islam? The Muslims involved there. For World War I, where's it involved? World War II, where's it involved? And Nagasaki, Hiroshima, where's the Muslims? So don't get fooled by the media. They are, when a woman sells a body, she's a prostitute. Mm. That media you are listening to, my brother Bruno, they are prostitutes. Remember that. They get paid for doing all this nonsense of theirs there. I was in Barbados, right? Mm-hmm. In the Caribbean. I landed there. It was a long flight from the UK. Gatwick Airport, I had to leave. Not Heathrow, I remember Gatwick. And then we landed the magnificent view from the air. Yeah, we're landing in Barbados. So they call me out, you see. So I'm used to that. So they tell me, sir, it's a lady and, you know, and her two lieutenants or generals. She says, I'm in charge here. She's trying to intimidate me. So she says, your name is A.K. Hussein. I said, yes. So we also speak with authority. They mustn't think they can come and intimidate us, you know. We're used to all these things. So she says, what you say of Islamic fundamentalism? There was a TV there. I said, madam, you see that TV? It speaks a lot of lies. So she started laughing. So I said that, do you know that we Muslims are the most peaceful people? We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have dine. She said, go for me, go. It's fine. You don't understand. When you start fearing or start speaking lies, then you get into problem. No, speak the truth. Everything will work out for you. So that is what you must know. So Bruno, don't let this vaccine party, they blow your brains also away.
Ustad, I have to read this one for you. It says that I don't agree with your answers about India. Remember, the BJP also helped your Muslims, and your same people are standing for the BJP. I don't think you know the history of BJP. I don't like you, AK. Sister Parusha, Ustad.
Yes, obviously, when the truth hits Parusha, my sister, it's very bitter. So I want you to read the history, you must remember, of India and under BJP. Go and read RSS. RSS were inspired by Hitler to bring about a racist society. One, BJP, your Modi is a thug, is a murderer, is a terrorist. Go and see what he did in Gujarat. When America heard about this and saw all what he did to the Muslims, the massacre, they, America, said for 10 years no visa for your Modi. United Nations record. You go and see under BJP, 10,000 Muslim women are raped. And you want to come tell me you have the Muslims? So you must remember that the Muslims are living under terror there in Kashmir. So how many mosques have you demolished? How many madrasas? And you know what's a madrasa, my sister Parusha? So please don't be a blind follower of India. You come from India, your forefathers. My forefathers came 100 years ago from India. But that does not mean that our allegiance must be to India when they are wrong. We must call them out, name them and shame them. We in South Africa over 100 years, when the government is wrong, we name them and shame them. So don't think we are against you. I just said it now. I said that Hinduism is a peaceful religion, but the BJP has hijacked it for its own reasons and ulterior motive. So that is how they have. We want to build a Hindu Raja. You can't build Hindu Raja and obliterate Muslim history of 700 years. That's like the Jutlas. The problem with the BJP, they following, you must remember, the following the Jews and so forth. And therefore, Quran already told us in Surah 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, Muslim, will be the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worship. Quran, but we never say every Hindu, every Jew. We say majority Jews, majority Hindus, and majority Jews. See it in India and see it in Israel today. If a person can see it, then you must be blind.
I see Purusha says, but why some Muslim people are standing for the BJP?
They stand. Money speaks all languages, my sister. Don't you know? Don't you see South African politics, how they cross the floor? Today the ANC, then they join DA, then from DA, ANC, then EFF. These are not people who are there. They're only there for their pockets. You must remember that. So money speaks all languages, whether it's for Hindu, for Muslim, forever. So remember that system. So BJP is a disaster for Hindus as well. Now you must remember you can't celebrate your Diwali festival of lights in Delhi, your capital. Why? Because BJP polluted it even more. So you must remember, that's what they're doing there. God bless
you. I've got a Wesley study. Says that, AK, please, what prayer can I read to soften the heart of my boss? As now lately, he's just firing people out of anger. Ustad Wesley.
So why you don't take him to the CCMA? In South Africa, we got certain things that are very good. It works in our advantage. Democracy. We got freedom of expression. You see what I speak here. I'm telling you, Parusha, I'm telling you, Wesley, not one Arab country will allow me to speak like this. Not one Muslim country will allow me to speak like this. So therefore, we like South Africa. From here, we can broadcast the message to the whole world. Allah. And every day we pray, Ya Allah, let the people in Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, America, Israel, they listen to me. They record every program of mine. Alhamdulillah. So you must remember, Wesley, now you're going to read with me. Wesley, right?
Wesley,
right. So Wesley, big sir, right. Right. Get on now, Wesley. Read with me. And don't forget, I'm going to read three times and you read three times after me. And then you tell me after on Monday, next week, Tuesday, then what's happening. But you must read many times, abundantly. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, the attributes and the Mubarak honorable names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. F-A-T, Fattahu, F-A-T-T-A-H-U. You read that and inshallah you will always be victorious. But you must do your duty. Don't sit on your laurels and think of Hadi and all that. Go the extra mile and the boss must see you. This guy, Wesley, is doing his job with Leslie properly.
Somebody wants somebody wants to know, yeah, it's a non-Muslim brother. He says, is jihad or for jihad only about war, or is it a general term for one individual, Ustad?
My brother, what we are doing now is jihad. Jihad means to invite people towards Islam. Jihad means to educate the people. Jihad is the holding company. And then you have subsidiaries. So teaching is jihad. Going to the mosque, I'm leaving now for the mosque, is jihad. So treating your wife and your family, earning for them is jihad. So jihad, God. But the Westerners and their media, they want to hijack Islam and they want to give Islam a horrible, terrible name. So they say the Muslim terrorists and jihadists and so forth, that Islam just means kill them. But they murder the most. Don't you see America murdering, remember, 1 million people in Iraq? Don't you see Israelis every day killing a Palestinian, the Haramis, and they kill Shirin Abu Akila, not even a Muslim, and so forth? Don't you see what the non-Muslims are doing? But they want to call the Muslims terrorists, so, and jihadists. So jihad, we take the war as a last resort, my brother. So yes, anybody wants the breaking news of yesterday, 071-888-1184. Inshallah, 11 to 12, we will see you for the program Fiqh, inshallah. Conflict resolution. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.